Okay, so we began the sugi yesterday of maybe get the Sfina. The Gemara presents two brises. One brise says, maybe get the Sfina. You say, v'fanei nechtan, like maybe mechutz laretz. That's the second brise. The first brise says, ki maybe beret Yisrael. There's no need to say v'fanei. At this point, we're working with the first answer to the stiras abrises. And that ties us to a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, the case brought from the Gemara, from the place in Mishnah Brisa and Chala, offer chutzlarts above a sfina la'aretz. If you have a boat, according to Rashi, the boat is cheres, and the offer is on the boat. According to the Tanakhama, no matter what, even if it's not gosheshes, even if it's not touching the bottom of the water, there's a chiyuv, a mitzvah satuyas ba'aretz chayi b'maisa u'bishviyas. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The Gemara is assuming now Rabbi Yehuda is cholek, and he says, only if b'zman shesfina gosheshes is this true, otherwise it's pater. So the Gemara is trying to link the machlokes regarding maiser and shviyas to get. The machlokes, as we explained yesterday, l'chora, you need to assume, number one, that there's yenika, to say that you're chayiv and maiser shviyas. To say to machlokes whether there's yenika is a dochek, pashtus, everyone should agree, if there is yenika, there's yenika. So we established the way that we learned up is based on the lashonus of Rashi and the way we touched it up, that the issue has to do with not enough to say that there is yenika, but you have to view it as a direct yenika, that the what is growing in min ha'aretz, not just that there is some kind of yenika that can be traced back to the aretz. Therefore, according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, if it's not a case of sfina gosheshes, we don't view that as being gadel min ha'aretz. Why? Kilashan haritva, because the nahar is mafsik. The nahar is its own entity, the water there is its own entity, and therefore it's viewed as being gadel on the nahar, which is on the karka, but not gadel min ha'karka. The chachamim don't view the nahar as being mafsik. Okay, this is the way that we touched it up, and the reason we did that is because of the hemshacha gemara. So the Gemara has another variation first of learning the Stiras HaBraisus. Both could go Rabbi Yehuda. One is a case of Sfina Gosheshes, in which case there'll be a Chiv, Maiser Shvius, and by extension will come back soon to get. The other case is in a Sfina Gosheshes, and that's why it would not carry over to get, and therefore there'd be a Dinah B'Fanai. But then Rabbi Zeira connects the same Achlokas that we have here, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, regarding Maiser Shvius, to a different case. Case of Otzitz Nakuf, but rather than being situated on the ground, it's situated above the ground on sticks. And the question is, do you have a chiyuv here or not of Maiser Shvius? Says Rav Zeira, it would depend on this machlokas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not viewed as Rabbi Yehuda said before, and Rashi says it's not called being mancha ara. And according to Chachamim, you'd be chay because it's considered to be commanded mancha damya. What is the connection between what we had before and what we have over here? So the way that we put together the pieces in Rashi is that here you have a hefsik of a nahar in the first case, here you have a hefsik of avir. And the question is that gap, is that break enough to say that I don't view that which is growing in the afar above as being gadel directly, even though the yenika is there, but it's not called being gadel from the afar that's below. And therefore, you can't be mechayev according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say that we don't view that gap in between the Nahar or the Aver in the case of Abzera as viewed as its own entity, and therefore it's viewed as if it's just an extension of what you have below, of the earth below, and therefore it's totally fine to call Gidulah min ha'aretz. What Rava does in trying to deflect the connection to the case of Otzitz in both directions. So he starts off by saying that perhaps Rabbi Yehuda only views the Nahar as a mafsik, as a reshus b'fnei atzmo, in connection to the case of Sfina, because Sfina to begin with is not really anchored here in the same way that an Otzitz is. It's asuya l'vroach, so it already has a certain disconnect from its surroundings. To that extent, you can have the nar that can make solidify that break and therefore consider it to be detached, so to speak. Again, it's yonik, yes, but it's not viewed as conceptually linking itself to the afar. That's why it works by svina, but maybe by atzitz, where it's eino asi levroach, maybe Rabbi Yehuda might agree that the nar is not considered a mafsik, and therefore it might be chayiv. The other direction, says Rava, is ad kanu kami rabbanan hasam. Maybe the rabban make a distinction between the case of water. Water can be viewed as aris michta. That's why it's not chok rishus la'atzmo, because water is like another extension of the karka below it. But if it's avir, maybe they'd agree would be considered a mafsik. This perspective that we presented, I think, is true bein l'Rashi, bein l'Tosfos. Where we began to point out at the end of Shir yesterday that Rashi and Tosfos and Chora have a different take on the sugya is going back to where we started. When the Gemara is using this machlokas as explaining the two brises with regard to maybe get, if you have to say befanei or not, so here where Rashi's quiet in our Gemara, and the first thing he weighs in on in commenting on where our Gemara is coming from and connecting it to get is later on when Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says a new pshat, says Rashi, why does he present a new interpretation of the Sfiras HaBraisis? Because after all, there's no connection at all to the issue at hand here of Yehuda and HaChachamim, because the issue of get is not totally in the issue of Yenika Menakark. Mechlal, by implication, what were we thinking until now? That the issue that determined Chiyuv Maaser, Chiyuv Sfiras, is also going to determine the Halacha B'fanai. And that's why the Loshonos of Rashi earlier speak about ki'ilu mevia derech yabasha. That's maybe Beretz Yisrael. The other side, the other brayse is nahar engu toras yabasha. Knows what do we need to figure out to be whether you say b'fanai not say b'fanai? Does it have a din of a yabasha? Is it considered to be connecting to the aretz? It's al gabei hanahar. Is the nahar now enough of a mafsik that I don't view this as a maybe get from the yabash of Eretz Yisrael? In other words, to say that you're part of a b'fanai, it has to be not just the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, hamei v'get, the Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael sheyomar, means hamei v'get, be'eretz, eretz daika, eretz, it has to be yabash. That's the way that Takana was framed. Why? We can speculate. We don't really know a good pshat, good reason it should be that way. Most people live on the yabasha, fine. Kach tiktu chachamim. Maybe get the Eretz Yisrael is only when it's within the civilized world of Yabash of Eretz Yisrael. Anything that's not that, even though it's not really Medina Sayyam Be'etzem, it's the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. If you go from Eretz Yisrael out to the Nahar on the Sfina, you're not violating leaving Eretz Yisrael, no doubt about it. But it's not maybe get the Eretz Yisrael. This is how Rashi sees it. We already pointed out from the end of the Amud, and this is now going to help us back to the beginning of the Tosfos, beginning of the Amud. Tosfos, in explaining why the Gemara didn't suggest a different answer to resolve the two brises that would make it depend on whether there is yinika, there's no yinika, depending on whether the Sfina is made of one material, of cheres, or of eitz, whether it has a hole, doesn't have a hole, why wouldn't that solve the Sfiras HaBraisis, says Tosfos, for the following reason. Because in terms of the specific details of whether there's yinika or not, that's not going to help us in terms of get. Because the only reason why we talk about that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no chiv of Maisu Shvius when the Sfina is not touching. So therefore, why does that mean that you have to say Bifanai? The fact is, it's Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. It says Tosfos, because since people look at this situation and they don't see any chiv Maisu Shvius, it's not, doesn't have the halachas, even though something is growing, and you don't have to have the dinim of Shvius and Maiser apply. So people look at this situation and they associate it with Chutzlaretz, even though the Maiser is not Chutzlaretz. But it has a certain association in people's minds. And therefore it's Shem Chutzlaretz ala Mako. And even though it checks all the boxes of Shchichi u'Gemiri, but it has associations with Chutzlaretz, and therefore we would say, you have to say B'fanai because Kedesh l'tachon din sayam. None of this appeared in Rashi. So Tosfos uses that to answer his question of why didn't we give another ukimta, because it wouldn't help you. The fact that in details, the Sfina is made of one thing or another thing, but the fact of the matter is, I don't see here machmas hakliya nafchai b'maiser. That doesn't make people think of it as chutz laretz. If it's not this machmas akli, it's fundamentally a case, a normal case, it's not sfina gosheses. So a normal case, you look at this situation, you see afar and the sfina is not touching the ground, the water is not shallow, and you know that there's no din of nisid, no din of shvius. So that is not just about a detail, that has to do with the whole phenomenon of a sfina in the water of Eretz Yisrael, not being chayv b'maaseh shvius. For that, people associate with chutz la'aretz. And therefore, kedesh u'tachlok, we require the finite. This is Tosus' approach to the sugya. With this in mind, let's go now to the earlier Tosus. Tosus raises a question, I think, coming already after what we just saw in Tosus at the end of the Amud. Says Tosus, Harav Yehuda Rabbanan. So what does that mean? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there is no din of maisu shvius in the case of a svina that's not rubbing against the bottom of the water. So therefore, you'll have to say b'fanai baget. The Tosus points out, afagav the karkias hamayim have your carriage Yisrael. Now, the bottom of the water, underneath the water, is karkias Yisrael, right? So what is bothering Tosus? So chayra, it's like mivlos. Garach mivlos dele'er. What does mivlos have to do with anything? The answer is, mivlos is the case of the Mishnah, where we had a shita of Rav Elezer, but he was the friend shita. That's not how everyone else assumes. He was the shita that said, shelo tachok medina sayam, even by mavlos. So kfaru de mulud, you have to say the funai, because the maisa, it is technically out of the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. It's technically, therefore, medina sayam, even though it's umaisa, gmiri, and shchichi. But you have to say the funai, shelo tachok. All medina sayam has to be the same. But the Chachamim, everyone else in the Mishnah disagreed. Why? Because they assume that Mavlos is considered to be like Eretz Yisrael. If you look, it's Mavlo within the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. It's Dino Eretz Yisrael. So they don't accept Shelo Tachluk. So if Mavlos is considered like Eretz Yisrael, that you don't have to say Befanai, why would we assume over here that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to invoke a Lo Tachluk? Now, Tosus' question is already assuming, as we understood, Tosus read the sugya, that the basis for the reason for why you would need to say the funa, even though you are within the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, is because it has associations with chutz laretz, and therefore we say shelo tachok. If you're going to say that you don't, if you're going to not have the funa here, people are going to assume you never say the funa anywhere, even by regular chutz laretz. But wait a second, mavlos, we don't say shelo tachok. So Tosus has to point out it's apparently worse than mavlos. Mavlos, we assume, doesn't have a shelo tachok, but here it's worse. Why is it worse? So, nistamatosis must mean, by mavlos, it's all land, it's land mass, and there's the land that's technically mavla within the tchum. And that we say, l'maisa, that's going to be like Eretz Yisrael. Here, it's not the same, it's not all land, there's water. And water is considered like a mafsik. So being above the water, the upper above the water, is worse than typical mavlos. In other words, it's a question of degree. Do you see this as the same as mavlos or worse? It's worse. Tosus says, therefore, this lo tachok everybody accepts. We actually saw a run on Davav, if you remember, that also pointed out that there is a lo tachok that everybody accepts. If you remember with the discussion of the sugya michi asarav l'bavel, remember the run over there? And how to answer the kasha that Tosus had on Rashi, just had the question on the Bechina the other day. Right, so the Ran invoked the idea of Lotachok. There's cases of far, far away that we would understand that everyone would agree to Lotachok. So the idea being that it's not automatically that Lotachok, Nina Sayam, is a machokes, tanoyim, and therefore it's one or the other. The Rashash, for example, has a kasha here. Why not answer the Stiras Abraisis? That one brisa is Deshita Rabbi Elazar of Lotachok, Dina Sayam, and that's why you have to say the Funai. And the other brisa is like the Shita of the Chacham, that we don't say Shulotachok. But the answer is, it's not that way. Lotachok is a concept that everybody could subscribe to, in theory. Question is, in the application of it. So the Machlokis in the Mishnah is a Mavlos case, where there's a Machlokis where we say Lotachok by Mavlos. But now, this is a different category. Is this worse? Is it the same? Tosus, it's worse. It's not like Mavlos. It's because, again, it's a situation of Nahar. Afar, Nahar, Karka underneath. That's not the same as Mavlos. Mavlos, we assume, not like Rav Elazar. so you don't say Befanai. And when it comes to case over here, perhaps we would say Shelo Tachlok, but it's only according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that there's no Maaser Shvius. If there is a Chi of Maaser Shvius, then of course there's no association from Dinas Hayam, there's no Lotachlok. That's part one of Toshish. Would this Kasha have even gotten off the ground according to Rashi? Why not? Everyone is nodding, everyone is shaking their head, and you're correct. According to Rashi, the issue is nothing to do with Shelo Tachlok. The issue has to do with HaMevi get be'eretz Yisrael ein tzarech sheyoma. Is this considered to be Eretz Yisrael, Ufi Rabbi Yehuda? It's not. You putter from Maisu Shvius, if it's not Gosheshes, it's not considered to be Yabasha. It's not considered to be Eretz. Either the din of Mavlos of Mamish Medina Sayam that you don't have to say Befanai. The answer is, what is Mavlos about? Why do we say there that you're part of? Because Mavlos, it's as if we can reorient the border so that we can view what's Mavlos as if it was actually within the what? Within the borders. Even though technically it's out of the boundaries, but it's Muvla, so you can imagine that that line would be actually around the cities that are Muvla. So now it becomes part of the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. But the issue for Rashi is never about the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. To begin with, what are we talking about? Naharos that are within the Tchum. So the problem never had to do with what Mavlos came to solve, right? Mavlos doesn't have Shelo Tachlok because we can imagine it to be within the Tchum. But there's another halacha. In other words, to be in Eretz Yisrael and to not be Eretz Yisrael also requires Mefanai, because the Takana was only Eretz, but Yabasha. So Memelet, it's not like Gora, it's not even relevant, the issue of Tosis. Tosis is only discussing it because of how Tosis read the Sugya. Okay. With this in mind, let's continue along in Tosis. V'yem toima. Uma inyan get eitzo maisa. Now, the way Tosis is reading the question, you might just assume Tosfos is jumping into the sugya like out of nowhere, saying the obvious question that we'd all ask when you read the Gemara. But the way we just explained, it can't be that because we already have a shtickle mahalach in the sugya, right? Ma'in eitzo ma'aser, meaning to say, because if there's associations with the Dinas Hayam because of a p'tur of ma'aser, there's already a potential of Shelo Tachlok. You're going to confuse the halacha of Medina Sayyam. So Tosfos can't just mean, even though the words are bolate as if like, oh, like what are we talking about? My Indian. It can't be. It's more subtle than that. What Tosfos is trying to say is, all this that I've created, this whole structure is not true. Because after all, if you're going to follow that logic, then what's going to come out in the following case? Atu ha'mevi get ba'aliyah be'eretz Yisrael yichashiv k'mevi b'chutz l'aretz mishum da'afra b'ashem b'chutz l'aretz pata mi'maiser. If you're going to take this logic and really take it seriously, then what have you done? In effect, you said that a person who sends a shliach from a second story of a house, and he sends the shliach to go maybe get somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael. So there where he is, where the get is being written, where the shliach is being sent, you'll plant over there, and you won't be chayv in ma'aser shvius. And now you're going to say, well, Shelo Tachlok, it's gara mimavlos. Because all this gap, the same way we said the nar is a gap, so the avir, all of this is gara mimavlos, and you should go ahead and have him say befanai. And of course it's not true. Because it doesn't matter if you're on the first story or the second story or wherever you are. You could be, on the roof of a house. You make a shliach in Eretz Yisrael and he goes with his get and he doesn't say befanai. So Tosfos really means in Matyan Getis is this entire premise is not so. How could you say that there's such a connection? And you're going to make a whole Torah why there is a connection, because it's Shelo Tachlok and all of that. But it's obvious that a person sends a shliach from an aliyah in Eretz Yisrael, he does have to say Befanai. So this is what Tosfos means, V'yim Toma. Uma inyan get eitzo ma'aser, why would you want to apply what the halacha of ma'aser, that if you putter from ma'aser, therefore you maybe get Eretz, you maybe get and you have to say Befanai. After all, Atu, Hamevi get ba'aliya be'eretz Yisrael yichashet k'mevi b'chutz l'aretz mishum to offer abasha b'chutz l'aretz patam imaiser. If we can plug in our formula, what would you say? Plug in our formula. If you bring an offer, we'll see what Tosis says. Offer b'chutz l'aretz in a minute. We'll come in and dike that also. But Tosis gives us the equivalent case of the Gemara. Offer b'chutz l'aretz. You have offer there that gets brought to the second story of the house, and you plant. And you want to know, do you have a halacha ma'isu shvius in that offer? The answer is no, because it's not connecting to the ground below. It's on the second story. So now you're going to link the two, and you're going to make some kind of an explanation. Tosus doesn't want to buy into any explanation because it's simply not true. And maybe get ba'aliyah, ain't it tzach shiyomer? So Tosus is just using that as his foil to whatever pshat you're going to say. Did Tosus have a pshat in the back of his mind? Of course he did. We saw in the bottom of the Amud, and we see from the beginning of Tosis that Tosis had to discuss Mavlos. So Tosis understood that the connection has to do with some link that in people's mind, v'chuli, whatever, that it's going to be viewed as Medina's Hayam, Shilo Tachel. But Lamaisa, maybe get Ba'aliyah, doesn't have to say that's funny. So again, it's a Maisa. You see a whole logic, it's not going to hold. Oh, if that's what Tosis means to ask, we know Tosis Pshat and Tosis Teretz now. Tosis says, Omeri, the low dummy. It's not analogous to our case. Why is a Mebeget B'Sfina going to link the Tur Meiser to the Chiyuv of the Fanai? Whereas in the case of Mebeget Ba'aliyah, we're not going to use the Tur Meiser as a link to the Mechayiv and the Fanai. What's the difference? The low dummy. The aliyah, karka shetachteha barzvei. The karka below could potentially be planted in the ro'oy l'schayiv b'maisen, shvius. So the potential is ever present to have a chiyuv maisen shvius, just in the first story, right there below. The metzius is there, the possibility is there, there's nothing that's not going to allow that to happen, and you can simply do it. However, Mashenkin b'Sfina, because a typical Sfina is not Gosheshes. So what would be the context for people to see by a Sfina the Chiyuv Ma'aser Shvius? So what's the nature of Tosis Teretz? So we're back to the Pshat that we said before. We can preserve the Mahalach that we presented. In other words, why is there a link between Get and Ma'aser? Because what makes us require you to say b'fanai is the associations with chutz l'aretz. Nikra shem chutz l'aretz ala makom. Why is nikra shem chutz ala makom? Because we imagine here, if you'd have offer and you'd want to plant, I would have a ptur meiser. I don't see, right? If I have a chiyuv, I don't see a chiyuv meiser. I think we're talking medina sayah. So by the case of the Sfina, there is no potential for there to be a chiyuv meiser, because the offer is above the Sfina. The Sfina is not Gosheshes normally. And what's the halacha? Put. Oh, people associate that with Medina Sayah. Therefore, Shlo Tachlok, therefore, Hamevi Get, the Sfina has to say b'fanai. Whereas in Aliyah, what are you saying? That if I have offer above and I'm going to plant, I'm not going to be Chayv Maisa. Yeah, but you have offer below. So like, it's all just as well you could have offer below, offer above. It's just as easy to plant below. The Metzias is there. It's easy to have it happen. So L'chera, there's no reason to make a Shelo Tachlok. No one is going to have in their right mind think, oh, it's Medina Sayam up here, and it's Eretz Yisrael down there. Like, it's the Aliyah is on here, and the first four is below. Right? So you can easily see a Chiyuv Ma'aser Shvius is happening right below. So I think that's Pashup Shantosis. It all has to do with, as we saw, the image of Tosis in the Sugya is, do we say Shelo Tachlok? So Tosis uses his Kasha as a foil, that I don't understand how it can make any kind of connection here, because after all, maybe get Aliyah doesn't have to say b'fanai. So how could you make a connection of any kind? The answer is, because you could look below, and you can see it's a chiyah below. So no one's going to confuse this with chutz l'aretz. Whereas in the Sfina, people are going to associate with chutz l'aretz, because whatever does grow doesn't have a chiyah ma'aser shvius. By Aliyah, good, above it won't be Chayiv Ma'aser Shvius, but below it will be. So people know that there's Eretz Yisrael. They see the potential for Chayiv Ma'aser Shvius. That's Chor Pashup Shan Tosis. So the way we're learning Tosis is Moda, that when you plant Ba'aliyah, are you Chayiv Ma'aser Shvius? No. But lemaisa, you can plan below, and therefore there's no reason to say that it's going to cause chutzgarts in people's minds, and therefore there's no reason to mechay the person to say b'fanai. Okay. Now lemaisa, this kasha of Tosis of maybe get baliyah can now be raised on Rashi. Rashi's picture in the sugya was different. According to Rashi, why does the Sfina she'ena gosheshes l'Rabbi Yehuda have to say b'fanai? Why? Because it's not considered yabasha with chol Torah sa'aretz. It's not yabasha. It's not Eretz Yisrael. And in order not to say b'fanai, it has to be Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the aliyah on top, you plant there, the afar, it's not Hilchus Yabash of Eretz Yisrael. It's part of the Ma'aser Shvi'is. Presumably, according to Rashi, this kasha would come back. Why would there be no b'fanai? And obviously, a shliach who gets sent from the aliyah in the second story is not going to say b'fanai. But Ma'aser, why not say the same logic that you have in the case of Sfina? What would be Rashi's answer to Tosfos kasha? What? Oh, so like this. So this is why I mentioned the Tshuvas HaRash. There's a very interesting Tshuvas HaRash where he talks about a case like where a person has a vineyard that he plants on his roof, constructed in such a way that the boards connecting a whole structure. So obviously this is not the earth of the ground, but it's on the top of this big structure he sets up a vineyard. And the question is, what is the status of the peiros, of the grapes, the nogea, hilchus shvius, hilchus meiser? The shoel in this tshuva wanted to compare this to the atzitz she'eno nakuv. Atzitz she'eno nakuv, if there's no perforation in the atzitz, it's not considered mechuber to the ground. It's patur min atruma, at least midaraisa. It should be putter from Arla. So his issue had to do with Arla as far as 3 years. Can you enjoy the fruit for 3 years? It's planted in a vineyard on top of a roof. This is the Rush's question, the question posed to the Rush. So we don't have time to read everything inside, and he brings different Gemaras. But the so that the Rush tells us in the answer is there's a chi of Chuma, a chi of Arla, and it's not analogous to Atzitz She'eno Naku. And the Rush goes on to say, because the Chi of Meiser has to do with what's the norm for people to be Zorea, and people don't do normal planting in an Otzitz, which is something which is movable, it's portable. However, when something is stationary, even if it's a gap, it's not connected directly to the ground, there's a lot of gaps between the earth below and the top of your roof where you have your vineyard, but it's not going anywhere. This is the normal way for people to be Zoreya. The gaps that you have are like gaps within earth. It's all considered to be Zoreya and Yosada. This is Yosada. It's a second story, and now you can identify all these gaps. Let's say you have keep, and he compares it to, you have rocks, and you plant, and it's fertile, and you can plant on top of the rocks. But the rocks have these gaps within the layers of the rock. Is anyone going to say that that's going to create, depending on how much of a gap it is, it's going to create a problem? It's not called you're planting in earth? Of course you are. It's just gaps within the earth. This is called the normal way to be Zorea. It's not an atzitz. This is therefore, according to the Rush, a normal case of a field that you are chayiv truma, chayiv and arla. This yisod of the Rush could be a simple answer for Rashi. That is to say, that Rashi will hold that it's called Yabasha. In other words, there is a standard of Yabasha that you need in order to be parted from the fun in Eretz Yisrael, but you have it. Agabi Aliyah, the Aliyah is the second story of a structure that's fixed in the ground. The fact that there's the technical gap between the first story and the second story is no different. Amaisa, it's not an atzitz. It's not an atzitz, which is portable. Good. The diuk that we should notice, and that is in the Lashon HaTosis, but really it comes from the Gemara. Further, Tosis discusses in his Kasha the hypothetical case that he brings, not hypothetical really, but Atu, Hanevi Get Be'aliyah, the Eretz Yisrael, would you say that it's as if he's bringing mechutz garetz? Because what? Because the offer had barsha mechutz garetz part of mimaisa. Once Tosfos discussed the case of the offer habasha mechutz garetz, I mean, what's the difference where the offer is coming from? Lemaisa, if it's not connected to the ground, in Tosfos' vision, he doesn't accept the Tshuva Sarash B'Pashtus, right? The gaps that exist between the aliyah on top and what's on below means that it's not connecting to the Aretz, right? Tosfos seemingly would view this the same as Atzitz Narkuva Gabi Yesedos. Except maybe that's different because whatever, but that's what Tosfos would view it as. So therefore, why does the offer have to be chutz garetz? But the answer is, Tosfos didn't create this case out of nowhere. Where else did we see the lashon chutz garetz? Offer chutz garetz? In the Gemara itself, in the Mishnah or the Braisa, we'll have to see what it is, from Chala, that mentions, offer chutz garetz above espino garetz. Why is the offer chutz garetz? This machlok is Rabbi Chachamim. Kunt Rabbi Yehuda, normal case, enegosheshes pater. Kunt Chachamim chayv. Does it matter whether offer is chutz garetz or Eretz Yisrael? Would anything change? Let's say the offer be Eretz Yisrael. Would Rabbi Yehuda agree? Let's say you take offer Eretz Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael. Is Achi of Meiser Shvius? Pashtus not. It has to be, you have to be in the makom is koveya, not the offer itself. Offer could come from wherever. Offer in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv in Mitzvah Baretz. Offer in Chutz Garetz, even if it came from Eretz Yisrael, you could plant it in a flower, but could put it in the ground in Chutz Garetz or in a flower, but it's not going to have halachos Mitzvah Baretz. It's not about the offer, it's about where the makom. So the Mishnah Melech is in Achinami. Mishnah Melech, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesla, Bikurim, long Mishnah Melech, revolving around our sugya, somewhere in the middle, he addresses this diuk of Afar Chutz Garetz. He says, Rav Dafka, it's mentioning Ribusa, that even though it's Afar Chutz Garetz, still, and the Chachamim would still say you're Chayiv in this case, even though it's Afar Chutz. But really, according to Yehuda, that which you're Pater, it would be even if it's Afar Eretz Yisrael. Other Rishonim are mashma, not that way. Our Rishonim seem to say that there is a difference. And in this Tosfos would also get that impression. Tosfos uses the case of Afar Chutz Garetz in the Aliyah. What about Afar Eretz Yisrael? Should it be any different? So there's a lot to say. We don't have time right now to say everything there is to say about it. But maybe one mahalach that we can say in light of everything we said so far in building the sugya is the following svara. If we disagree with Mishnah Lamelech and we assume that Rabbi Yehuda would agree by Afar Eretz Yisrael that there'd be a chiyuv even by Sfinash and Negosheshes. It's dafka because there's Afar Chutz Garetz. What could be the reason? And the answer is because how did we explain why Rabbi Yehuda says you're pater? So we are masbir because yanika you have, but I don't see a connection between the Afar on the ship and the karka below the water. There's a nahar mafsik. The nahar is mafsik. Maybe that koach of the nar being mafsik would only be so if the offer on top is chutz garetz offer, because there isn't a natural connection between the offer on top of chutz garetz and the offer below of Eretz Yisrael. Except that, as we know, any offer that comes to Eretz Yisrael will be chayiv in hilchas mitzvah baretz mitzvah because it's offer in Eretz Yisrael. But here we're discussing something else. Do we have a koach to be mafsik between the offer on top and the ground, the karka below the water? And the answer is the nar has a koach, is cholik chshem atzmo to be mafsik. Maybe that's where there'd be a difference. If the offer is chutz garetz, that's when Yehuda holds what he holds. That therefore there's no chiyuv of meiser shvius because the nar is cholik rishus atzmo, and I don't see the offer on top as being gadol, as being growing from the offer below. But if it's of the same offer, it's Afar Eretz Yisrael has a natural affinity for the other Afar Eretz Yisrael. Afar is Afar. And therefore, I would more readily see the two, the Afar above and the Karka below the water, as more naturally connected. And therefore, it's just like there's a gap. But it's not a gap that's considered to be enough to view it as, I don't see that, I see a little gap between all the Afar of Eretz Yisrael. There's the Afar itself below the water, the Afar Eretz Yisrael on top of the water. And you have the water, which is just simply there, but not considered enough to break what's on top, what's below. Maybe the Mahalchim presented in the Sugya would explain why Bedafka it has to be Afar Chutzlaretz. Otherwise, Rabbi Yehuda might agree to the Chachamim that the Nahar is not enough to be a Mafsik. There's other ways to learn. Maybe we'll speak out Sunday, and then we have to try to get our next Tosfos. But maybe just a mahalach to think about based on the diuk of Mishnah Lamelech, and if we assume not the Mishnah Lamelech that is the Dafka, why Rabbi Yehuda might well agree if the offer was Eretz Yisrael.